favorite guilty pleasure action movie you'd watch when it comes on TV, no matter what?
Would you, do you count Gladiator as action?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, if Gladiator's on, I'm watching it.
You got to do it, right? You just sit down and go, well, this is happening. Sorry, not making that appointment.
Whatever else was about to happen is being postponed.
That first fucking 10 minutes, that was the first thing my buddy, Nate. Hi, Nate. We set up my very first surround sound down in my basement.
Oh, nice.
When that movie came out on DVD, not Blu-ray, I think just DVD. I remember us like wiring all, you know, the five speakers, the two rear ones and the two front ones and the center one. And that first fucking 10 minutes of Gladiator, holy shit, man. Like surround sound at home. We were just giggling the whole time.
Just giggling at how great it was.
Just the experience was so good. And then the movie's fucking fantastic. Whatever the speech is, my name is Marcus Rui. Oh, you know, yeah. When he takes off his mask.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever felt that confident about anything as he does in that moment?
God, no way. Never will.
Yeah. What would you have to accomplish to have that sense of like, yeah, I got a leg to stand on here.
What a badass.
His was, you killed my wife and kid. After hung him at my house, at on my front porch, after I had spent my entire life like traveling the world, which is basically what Rome was at that point. It was everywhere.
Right.
The known world, serving as general of your armies, not really being around my wife and kid that much. And your dad really liked me, but then you killed him. And so you sent me out. You killed my wife and kid, and then you send me to die, correct? Right? And that's when he had the great line of when his like own soldiers were sent out to kill him and it was cold out and they went to pull their swords out and he said, frost, sometimes it makes the blade stick. And then you're like, oh shit. Ah. Oh man.
Real great. Real great.
Such a good one.
And also I got to say, if the original Matrix is on, I got to watch that too.
I feel like this is a conversation from 10 years ago, like just basically TNT movies, but like, do people still do that? I just some limited time, so maybe it's me, but do people just like kind of flip around and see what's on anymore?
I think there are, like my girlfriend does it and, but I don't do it. I don't like it. I'm overwhelmingly disappointed. Every once in a while, there'll be something on and this is what sucks. Say you find Gladiator. Holy shit, amazing. Then 1 minute in, commercial.
Commercial.
And you're like, are you fucking kidding? I'm out.
Right. Nightmare.
Can't do it.
If you were like, well, I'm going to fix that because there's a whole segment of, there's a whole population of people like me that enjoy this. What would you be, if you were in charge of like populating, welcome to Fun Talk. If you were in charge of populating, if you were like, you get to pick the first five movies that are on basically permanent rotation, not these are the only five, but like these are our top five, like permanent rotation on there. You're going Gladiator, Matrix.
But this is just action?
No, I'm just saying movies that people like Brian, clones of you essentially, versions of you, are going to, that they can flip, they'll flip to this channel and it, no matter what else is going on within the realm of reason, they're like, oh, well, I'm fucking sitting down to watch this. What do we got? We got Gladiator, Matrix. What else? Like
Groundhog Day.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Yep.
Love it so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just so, now you've really turned it because I'm going to want a variety of genres now. And before I was
sure,
just thinking,
you only got five here. Yeah.
You know what else I'll watch every single time it's on? Step Brothers.
I mean, did we just become best friends?
It is so fucking stupid and amazing. That's already four?
Yeah.
See, this isn't what are your favorite movies? This is just those movies.
This is like 3 o'clock on a Saturday when you're like, I got shit to do at 5 that I could, and I was supposed to do some things before that. And it's like 3:10 and you just, don't know, you get out of the shower or you're making a snack and you sit down and then like Shawshank is on, right? I think that's the number one for most people, right?
God. See, or I wouldn't put it on mine because it's too much.
It's too much. And here's the thing, like it's parody, but it is so good. It right. was just that it was on TNT or whatever every hour of every day for forever. But like, I mean, there's so many, and this is the problem. Like if you were to like look up a list, I'm sure you'd be like, well, this.
Yep.
I think you're right that...
It's tough.
I mean, Gladiator's got to be up there. Again, this isn't favorite movies. These are just like, well, I'm fucking... It's like rewatchability. Guilty pleasure / rewatchability. Yeah. Princess Bride is obviously up there, right? Where you're just like, who's not going to watch this? They're almost to the pit of despair, right?
Love it. Love it so much. Great call. And that actually is my favorite movie.
I mean, because there's always my favorites, but I'm like, if Star Wars is on, am I going to sit down and rewatch it? Am I going to turn on? I think, and this is where it gets a little picky. I think maybe not. I mean, probably, but not definitely. Probably because just I would also put that on my own.
Right.
At some other time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. These are movies that I don't remember the last time I put any of those movies I just said on to sit down and watch them. Not that I don't love them, but that is different. That's different than favorite movies. And I don't know. Yeah. Something
but
about
if you're flipping through and like
that you wouldn't just do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. But if you're flipping through and like Hunt for Red October or
wow,
nice. Like Fight Club is 15 minutes in, you go, well, there goes the next hour and a half,
Fight
right?
Club, good call.
Fight Club, right? Right? Like, are you going to put on Fight Club? By the way, it would be a great decision. But you probably, it's not going to be top of the list with all the new shit and the old shit and right, classics. Right. But it's just like, fuck, Fight Club? Oh, man.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Sure, right? Where you're just like, well, fuck.
So
I mean, he's about to pick her up from school and that's a great moment.
Perfect for
and then
Saturday
they got to go deal with Cameron at the pool and he's, you know, and then they go to the Cubs game. Oh my God.
What a day. What a fucking day.
What a day, right? But also like, what is there a better way to spend an hour and a half than watching that? Or, I mean, it's so good.
Movies are cool.
These ones are they're so great. Fuck it, like you know, Hunt for Red October is up there for me. Where I'm like, oh, it's the part where they're singing in Russian, and he's like, Captain, they'll hear us, and he's like, let them sing. Oh, I mean, come on, let's go. Right.
I mean, I need to definitely watch me some Hunt for Red October again. It has been a long time.
I'm doing the submarine movie, so
besides
loving it forever, I've watched it recently again, and it's perfect.
There's a lot of gentlemen in this film. Are there any women in this film?
In what?
Hunt for Red October.
There's his wife you barely see at the beginning and his little daughter.
Yeah.
And then there's discussion of Sean Connery's wife, but she's dead. But
got it.
The plot kind of revolves around her. And then
there's a lot of
he brings his daughter a teddy bear at the end. Oh, there's a flight attendant. They called them stewardesses back then.
Ah, yes.
Who asks him about turbulence. But I think that's it because that's the thing. Until a couple of years ago,
probably weren't ooh,
women weren't even allowed on submarines. Now they are.
Yeah. I just want to say, hell of a segue if we want to get into today in history, unless you want to talk more.
Oh, yeah? No. I mean, I think this is good. If anybody has other ideas, they're like, no question, universal, like programmed for you type things where you're like, well, fuck, here it goes. Please send them in. Fun talk at importantnotimportant.com or send them to us at Twitter. Important not imp. Yeah, but let's segue into go ahead. What's the category called?
God, what the hell is it? Oh yeah. Today in history.
Well, hold on. Is it today in history or is it this day in history?
Today in history.
Oh, okay. Great. Let's do it.
Let's just roll right into this one from 1997, because like I said, solid segue. A pretty fun action / comedy movie premiered on July 2nd in 1997.
I'm totally guessing.
Sure. Well, we can play the game where I give you hints and stuff.
No. We can do that, but let me guess. Men in Black?
Yes. What the fuck?
Really?
Bullshit. You're a cheater.
I was talking to somebody about this recently. No, my kids were like, I was trying to think of like, what's the next sort of maturity age category of movies they could do that are fun. And my kid was asking about Aliens ones, because they just basically do Pixar and shit like that. Yeah. And I remembered like, oh fuck, like Men in Black is so fun. And the question with all mine are just like, is this going to scare the piss out of my kids? and I don't, I mean, there's alien stuff, but I don't think it would be that scary.
It's fun though. Yeah. I don't think it's
going to be so good. My other guess was Independence Day, but when you said fun, that's what I went with. Men in Black. That movie was so good.
Awesome.
That was up there with peak Will Smith. I mean, Independence Day, and then they did Wild Wild West. Questionable. Great song.
Right.
Men in Black was great.
I mean, remember that was just so huge. Everybody just loved it. We were just laughing our asses off watching it. What a good time.
That movie must have made a bajillion dollars. Right?
So fun.
I enjoyed the sequel as well. There was a third one, I think.
There was a third one that still starred Tommy Lee Jay and Will Smith. But then a fourth one that I did not see that also stars none of them.
Yeah, isn't it with like Thor?
Yeah, Thor's in it and Tessa Thompson.
Do we know if it was in a good run?
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know.
Just such a great idea. Like it's those ideas where you hear it in the room and you're like, oh yeah, for sure. Men in Black, international, 22%. Fuckers. Let's see what did the crowds say?
I mean,
audience score is 66. Mm. But I enjoy both of them to death. I mean, sign me up.
The trailer was like, you would expect, you'd be like, yeah, I'd like watch that. Like pretty fun.
Yeah. I'll do it for sure. God, that's crazy. So good. So good. Peak Will Smith. I mean, peak Will Smith was fucking something to behold. I don't think kids his age understand. I mean, we were just living in his world.
He's got some great stuff out there.
Independence Day was just like, wow.
So good.
Wow. Ugh.
Killer.
So good. When he sees his wife, oh man. So good.
Killer.
When he gets the rejection letter from NASA at the beginning, ugh. Just the worst. Fuckers. It's Will Smith. What are you thinking? That's pretty amazing. Oh, Men in Black. What if you, wait, what was the premise that Tommy Lee Jones was like,
I don't know.
Tommy Lee Jones, I think, was like the original agent, and like Will Smith was drafted into it somehow, right? Something like that. And like he didn't believe in it, and then he got roped into it, right? So it wasn't, and they like pulled back the curtain, and there were aliens working at the place, right?
Right. And then also, there was something with like Tommy Lee Jones was like he needed to be reminded that he was a part of it. Cause like he was old, but back when he was like a big shot, he was young.
He was like the James Bond young guy about it. Oh, and he hadn't totally, like they hadn't given them the mind eraser, had they? I don't remember.
I feel like it was something. Oh, you know what? Didn't he say like, I want out? Wasn't he like done? He like retired? Doesn't that sound familiar?
If Tommy Lee Jones comes to you, mm-hmm. Brian, mm-hmm. and says, listen, forget everything you know. There's aliens and I need you to be on my team to effectively catch them. They're not all bad guys. There's some good guys, but they're here. They're, to be frank, they're like everywhere, including at my office. are you joining up?
I mean, I think my first thing would be like, there must be somebody else you could ask, sir. Like, what do I have to offer you?
It's a fair question. It would be as if any of our regular podcast guests asked you for help in the lab, right? Sir, with all due respect.
Come on.
There has to be somebody who can do basic arithmetic that you would start with.
You know, so I would try to get that into his head, maybe just have him rethink a little bit. But if there was some unknown reason...
because you think it's the right to do, or is that to buy you time to decide what to do?
No. If I said, hey, you probably should look for somebody smarter, and he said, no, I know, but there's a reason that it has to be you that you can't know right now or something... Then I would just be like, all right, I guess. Maybe some sort. Well, maybe first I should be like, can you prove to me that you're not just an insane person and you're going to take me behind a dumpster and kill me?
Sure. I mean, because law of averages says that's what's really going on, right?
For sure. Yeah.
For sure. And I'm sure, pretty sure Will Smith said something similar, right? And he like showed him an alien or.
Yeah, he must have.
Or didn't he like see something happen and he didn't. Zap him. I don't know. It was something like that, you know? And it was like, oh, well, he saw... And then they usually like give everybody the zap and then they don't remember.
I don't know.
It's something like, I got to rewatch it.
Sounds like we need to watch it again. Also, it's based on, I guess, loosely based on a comic book. And that'd be cool to read. Oh,
never knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, such a great idea. So anyway, so you, all right. So he, let's say he shows you a fucking alien who's like, you know, driving his car.
Crazy and cool.
What's your gut reaction when you see this alien driving the car? And he's like, well, look, here's the thing. Like, I can't tell you why we need you specifically, but, you know, I came to all the way to fucking Marina Del Rey.
Right. So far west.
So just to like, so far, a different city, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I landed at Burbank. Everyone said that was easy. It's not, it is, oh, unless you're going to Marina Del Rey, which is not on. What.
I'm so close to LAX. I mean, I realize that it's a bigger a pain in the ass.
Right. It's a pain to get in and out of, especially minutes. With the come new on. Uber thing. But at the same time, once you're out, it's so close.
All right.
It's
so now I'm close. Questioning his smarts because that was a dumbass move.
Sure. But maybe somebody just didn't give him details. Also, he's kind of old. Like, he's roping in somebody new. And, you know, he's like one of the people who comes to LA and like still rents a car instead of Ubering. And you're like, right, buddy, right. No. So he comes and now you see the alien who's driving this rental car, to be clear, you know, Hyundai Sonata or whatever. It's government. They're not splurging for the rental cars here. It's like the two-door, you know, sits four people thing. You see the alien driving your Marina Del Rey.
You have to move the seat back to get in the back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, you got to move the seat.
Other door. Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And he's, I think, fairly tall, and the alien's probably tall, so you can't even move it that much. So are you getting in this car with Tommy Lee Jones and the alien to go to his quote-unquote to his alien office?
For just a complete overhaul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a different discussion, but yeah.
Sure. Well, but it relates.
Sure. No, it does relate. I think we got to bring that into it. Are you fully trusting at this point? Have you given up, or are you still trying to figure out like ways to get out of this if shit goes down?
I think I'm a pretty live in the moment kind of guy. So I'm probably just all about it right then. As long as my gut's telling me like something's not super, you know, bad about the situation. Although, I mean, I'm seeing an alien in real life. So shit's nuts in my brain right now. But I think I would just go for it. And think about, you know, the next step later.
Is it better or worse that he knows like everything about you? Like he knows your alibi is Jackson Parade and, you know, he knows about past girlfriends. He knows about...
Wait, he's telling me all this
right
now?
Your improv teams. Well, you're looking for probably some justification of like, how the fuck do I know who the fuck you are? You know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
A murderer, a regular murderer, unless they're a stalker, is not going to do that much research, right? It's too much effort. But I feel like he's going to have read the profile on the plane to Burbank and certainly on the fucking drive to Marina Del Rey.
I love that there's a profile on me. I think I asked him to see it.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to show it to you, but he's going to spout off like Justin. I mean, he's exhausted from the travel. He definitely didn't get like a direct flight.
He's got to be 90.
Yeah, no, he's not young. But he's got, let's go, you know, it's like,
right.
I think it's probably evening, not night, but like evening. And he's like, can we do it? Like, he's telling you just enough. Like he knows about junk rope. He knows about, you know, you're from Chicago.
He knows about, I love it. Junk rope made it into the profile. Incredible.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he's just like, why do you have 300 likes on Facebook for an improv group that hasn't performed in 9 years?
Yeah.
And why are 20 of them since you stopped performing? The math doesn't add up. And you're like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Regardless, he knows that stuff. Is that going to creep you out more or make you feel like, well, I mean, I guess so. Where the fuck else is he going to find out all that besides like a 5-minute Facebook search?
I'm impressed that he did the work, that he cares enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hopefully he doesn't tell me like super creepy things.
Mm-hmm. So, he takes you in. You go to the office.
Do I get a suit right away? Does he have a suit?
We're nowhere near getting a suit at this point.
Before that.
Yeah. So we get you get the office, you check in, you find out there's all kinds of like good aliens and helper aliens and people you work with. And it's a whole thing around the galaxy. And he finally sits you down and he's like, look, Brian, this is why we specifically need you as the next.
This is what I'm waiting for.
Man in black. Yeah. And the reason is, what do you think the reason is?
Oh, you're asking me. Oh, sorry.
Yep. What do you think would specifically make you, Brian, best, not most of the, just like best suited among who is available right now to become effectively, would you say they're a crime fighting unit?
Can I ask you, what is the problem? Like, is it just actually what the problem is in men?
Retirees.
In black?
I mean, the agency is trending older and they need young blood.
Okay. But wait, I think
they
I need to remind
you. Let this thing languish.
What Men in Black actually does.
Well, that's the question is like, let's go on what we do remember, which is clearly not too much.
Right.
Are they a crime fighting unit? Are they, you know, it's like, let's think about the FBI, like, enforces federal laws, the CIA, but they can only operate in the homeland, and the CIA cannot operate in the homeland theoretically, but they operate abroad, you know, in espionage. Are they, I don't think they're espionage, but there is elements of that. Cause I remember them doing some investigating. I guess they're more of an investigative unit. So investigative. And if it comes to it, like law enforcement agency galactically, but you're based here. So what specifically makes you, Brian Colbert Kennedy, aka Jackson Parade, among the most qualified to do this?
I like it in movies where the reason that they have to have this certain person is because like their blood, like there's something in their blood.
Something in like biologically in their blood?
Yeah, I don't know. So I watched Pirates of the Caribbean recently. Yeah. I watched Pirates of the Caribbean recently, or Caribbean.
Which one?
I don't know how you say it. The first one. And it was fun or whatever. And I forgot that like the thing was that they needed the blood of the offspring of the old pirate or whatever, because that he'd drip that blood on the gold and then some stupid shit. Like, I don't know. But I thought that was cool that like that's why they needed that person, is because it didn't come out till later. Like, oh shit, I'm the son of the old pirate or something stupid. So I think I would like it to be something with blood.
So you're going a little more Skywalker-ish with it, which is about like, this is about like a family line type. Like, do we think your mom or dad used to be an agent, or were they an agent that turned, or were they under investigation, or were they alien? Are you an alien?
I have alien blood. Like, I'm part alien.
That's possible.
I think that's what possible. I would definitely want it to be.
Do you find that when he tells you this with no other information that you immediately think of traits that would verify that? Like things that you're just like, oh, well, that explains.
People have told me that I've had a large head. Not big head, like ego, like my head is large.
Sure.
So maybe that's a thing.
But at the same time, not out of the realm of human possibility.
No, I know, but
I mean, you're not like a lollipop.
Yeah, but I'm reaching for.
Sure. Okay. You're reaching. So you're reaching, but these things probably are not legitimate. There's a good chance they just tell you like there's no like physical characteristics.
Right. Which is fine. Yeah. Cause I think for the most part, if somebody looked at me, they would think like, oh, that guy's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But something's going on. And you know what? Maybe this is cool because of this book I'm reading right now called Spin.
Sure.
The Martians in Spin, when they're born, they look very human, but there's like as they go through like puberty or some stage of their life, then they like start, physically, like their skin gets like sort of like bumpy. It's some weird physical like appearance trait that happens later. So maybe I look like a human now, but my alien blood is going to start taking over and maybe change the way I look or act or something
Sure, like it's 40. Like inevitable, and they wanted to get to you before. It's weird that wouldn't happen until like your mid-30s.
Well, sure, but we don't know about alien stuff.
No, that's fair. I mean, they probably have entirely different timelines. It's just like most humans, like their body finishes changing at 18-ish.
Right.
Meanwhile, your body's already on the decline, you know, on a human perspective.
Right. I'm not old.
No, but it's not about old. It's about like what you've done to it. But anyways, regardless.
All the drinking and sweets.
Sure, the sweets is really the thing that I was talking about. Yeah, It's interesting. Like, I guess it could be that for sure, which is, and maybe it's sort of Jason Bourne-ish where like, by the way, maybe you got zapped when you were little so that you don't remember that, you know, it's like Jason Bourne sitting on the park bench in the first one and he realizes he can fight or he can speak other languages.
God,
you know,
by the
maybe,
way, Bourne Identity, another great one for the,
That's a tough one to turn down if you're walking by in the living room, right?
I tried to look for it the other day on all the streaming apps, but it wasn't like available for free anywhere. And so I just watched like some fucking other stupid app, and all I wanted to do was watch Bourne Identity.
The first one's so good. Second one's so good.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, so maybe they're just like, by the way, you can speak 14 alien languages.
Right. Whoa.
And you're like, well, no, I can't. I failed Spanish twice. And that's the easiest French. Of the romance languages. French. Right. Sorry. So sorry. But I mean, it's apples to apples. Like, you're not passing Spanish either if you failed French twice.
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, they're close enough. We know. The evidence is there. But they're like, yeah, but that's fine. But you can basically speak the alien equivalent of Mandarin or Arabic. And you're like, well, I mean, sure. Again, like, there's no evidence.
And then what did they just put a book in front of me, and then I just like start speaking, and I can't believe it. But holy shit!
Traditionally, the way it goes is it comes out through like a stressor moment, you know, to fire certain chemicals. So maybe as part of their thing, I don't feel like they're, especially Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, let's, you know, be honest about who your partner slash boss, your mentor is here. Yeah. He's not fucking around. He's just gonna like throw you in a room with an unchained alien terrorist, and all of a sudden you're going to be able to reason with this person because you fear for your life, or with this alien because you fear for your life, right?
Oh, so now it's getting a little... Like, yeah, now he... Like, everything was pretty cool so far, and now he's throwing me into a room with an unchained alien.
Sure, because I think he's just like, let's get this over with. Like, I want to retire 6 weeks ago, you know?
How come Will Smith isn't around?
What's that?
Where's Will?
He's got a different mentor. Yeah, no. Like some middle-aged strong woman who's like very much more highly ranked than Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting shocked here.
I'm gonna be honest. I think you're like the second or third one that Tommy's gone through.
What does that mean?
Either because of his issues or because of unforeseen circumstances. Mm. It's not to say like you're like third ranked, but you're the third attempt here. And so he's pretty exasperated at this point.
Well, you know what's great about being the third attempt is that means there were two fucking losers and I could be the first winner.
Sure. Or he... Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. It's true. You could be the first winner. I mean, and maybe everybody doubts that there is new blood out there, or that Tommy could possibly mentor someone, or is there anybody that could possibly put up with him and learn from him, and maybe you are going to be the one that proves that. Like, what sort of lifestyle traits do you feel like you have that would enable this partnership to be successful as you guys set off in your car spaceship for your first adventure? Because he's like, listen, no time to fuck around. Aliens from Centauri, you know, 69 are, you know, setting up shot in an asteroid crater off the Gulf of Mexico. We got to go down there. Like, what do you
could I just be okay with them blowing up the Earth? What if I pull
back? That's not gonna help you pass your test.
Yeah, fine. I'll bring it up to see if there's any insiders at the MIB that would like be down with that, and maybe we could like sort of, you know, make a mutiny happen. And instead of protecting the Earth, we're just like, oh, the Earth is fucking done. Let's destroy it. I mean, I'm part alien. There's probably another planet that I could go to.
No, there totally is. I would just say, if that's the choice you're gonna make, I'm gonna go ahead and let's assume for the
I'm not,
you know,
saying that I'm going to make
this scenario that you choose to voice that opinion to the incorrect person. And now
I would know not to do that. We're not going down that route.
No. I feel like you've made your choice. So now, unfortunately, it seems like we're in a pretty redundant position for Brian, which is you now find yourself on the run.
Oh, I'm always on the run. This is getting old.
I know. It's unfortunate. I think there's still a chance you could earn it, and you were just like, I didn't know what to say. I said it to the wrong person. But for at least 20 minutes of the movie, your pseudo mentor
This is a movie?
Is now chasing you down. I mean, the movie of your life, sure.
Oh, so 73-year-old Tommy Lee Jones is chasing me down. I think I'm going to be fine, Quinn.
I think we established he's in the upper 80s, but also, I mean, I think that means he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he's not checking to see the truth. Like, he's just going to blow you away like the first two guys that didn't pass the test. Because for all they know, you're in cahoots with these guys from Centauri 69 who are trying to blow up Florida, which, by the way, go get them. I'm not saying I don't feel the same way.
For all I know, they are trying to kill me too. So maybe I'm just standing up for myself, and I'm smarting up a little bit, and I'm like, oh, maybe my alien blood is the same aliens as Centauri 69, and they want to stop me, and so maybe I'm like, no, screw this, and I start getting into like a mental zone where the alien in me comes out and I start realizing my abilities and my skills and my powers.
You know? I mean, it's possible. It's got elements of, you know, it's got some elements like Avatar 2, which is like turn on your own people type of thing.
Got it.
Which is interesting. There's some colonialism mixed in there, but let's skip past that for the moment.
Oh,
I guess it's reverse because you're not invading someone else's place. You're siding with the people who've come to blow. Regardless, you're turning on your own people, which, you know, happens.
If I'm a part alien, then maybe I'm not. Maybe sure. I'm standing up with my own people, my other own people. Maybe I have two own peoples.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I mean, it's like the whole Star Wars thing of like,
Right.
Are the rebels Al-Qaeda and Luke is like a terrorist, essentially.
Wow.
You know, there's questions to be asked. That's all I'm saying. So, all right, you make your reason. They catch you. They don't kill you. Shots are fired. Do you feel like when it comes down to it and Tommy Lee Jones has you under the blaster, are you going with the aliens? And what are these aliens trying to do again? What do we feel like is their master plan?
I don't. Maybe they're just trying to become, maybe they're trying to take over the galaxy.
Sure. So are you choosing them or are you choosing humanity? And keep in mind, like, we're not just choosing.
It's a bad time to ask me to side with humanity.
For sure. But that means like leaving mom behind, leaving girlfriend behind, leaving me behind. I mean, your lucrative podcast job, all these things are going right out the window.
Yeah. I think you got to look at the big picture. You know, there's always going to be sacrifices. There's always going to be hard decisions that need to be made. Mm-hmm. And when you have when there's some power in your hands, you have to be really, you know, to really think about it. You can't, but everybody I love, you know, sure.
Sure, but you don't have time, a lot of time to think about it right now. You're standing at the edge of the crater and Tommy Lee's got the blaster on you and you got to pick like,
oh wait, so my choices are either he's going to kill me or I'm going to say I side with the humans.
Yeah. Tommy can't have like a third stain on his record at this point, to be honest. It's going to ruin an illustrious career. So
I'm going to say that I side with the humans. Then of course I'm not an idiot. I'm going to stay alive. I'm going to fool his ass because he's old and senile. And then I'm going to take over when the time is right.
Wow. This has gone pretty insidious.
This whole time, I think I'm like sort of telepathically communicating with my people, my old people, my real people.
Oh, that's a power that we have. Okay.
Absolutely. I found it when I was finding all my powers. And, you know, they're telling me quite a different story about this, this confrontation between the humans and the Centaurians.
Are you saying that the mostly white humans told a false story about their history?
I know it's crazy to believe, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I feel like I'm acting, you know, ethically, and I don't feel bad.
Okay. So you're willing to just cast it all behind, leaving. I mean, that's basically just mom and girlfriend. Like you're gone.
Wait, what happened to you?
Oh, I'm not concerning. I'm waiting for you to sign onto the podcast at that point and wondering where you are.
You're just slacking
it's
me.
It's no different than a regular day. Times. Just slacking you and it just still says like your notifications are muted. And I'm like, how is he not awake yet? This is ridiculous. It is Thursday.
Yeah. So it'll be a pretty normal morning for you until the earth explodes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
If it does, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if I learn some things that a lot of people don't know, then I got to make the tough decision.
Mhm. Mhm. Sure. Sure. Well, listen, I think this has been really illuminating. Maybe we can pick up next time with you having left the planet and sided with what you have been told. Are your real friends, family, race, species, and abandoning your current ones?
I had four other today in history topics. And now we're at 36 minutes.
Yeah, we'll save those for next time.
For next year? What do you mean next time?
Oh, I guess it doesn't really work that way, does it?
God.
All right, give me bullet points. We won't go down rabbit holes on them.
Real quick, 1964, LBJ signs the Civil Rights Act into law.
It is both incredible and unbelievable and totally believable that you went with Men in Black over LBJ signing the Civil Rights
Act. No. It's because I appreciate a perfect segue. We were talking about movies, so I went with movies.
Continue. What's next?
1839, Mutiny on the Amistad.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're amazing. Next.
1937, Amelia Earhart's plane is reported missing. We talked about her a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
And so, lastly...
Question. Do you think she's still alive?
Well, even if she... No, she wouldn't be alive. Even if she was...
Do you think it was aliens?
It could have been aliens.
Do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle?
She might be a Centaurian. I saw a video today about where the two oceans meet where the Atlantic and the Pacific meet and they don't mix.
Uh-huh.
Is that real? It just looked insane.
Do you think that's where she landed?
She might be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Entrance to some sort of underwater fortress type thing. Possible. This has been fun talk. We can dig into any of those next time when it won't be this day in history and we'll have a different day in history where Brian covers up massive civil rights progress.
Nope.
In the name of alien invasion, I guess. Hey, Brian, thanks for joining. What's your gratitude today? What are you thankful for?
Dreams. I'm thankful to be able to escape my life in a dream world for a few hours every night. What are you thankful for?
I am currently thankful for Tolkien and The Lord of the Rings, which I've read 10,000 times, but I think we've discussed before that I exclusively read fiction at night these days the past few years because it just is the best thing to turn my brain off.
Got it.
And I am about a third of the way through Two Towers, for the 100th time in my life, but man, it's the great. It's just the best. You go on the journey with everybody and then they end up splitting up and then you're thinking all day, like, where are they and what are they doing? Like, it's so consuming and so distracting. I look forward to it all day. It's the best. Got in bed at 8:05 last night so I could
That's awesome.
Enjoy it. Yeah. And it's just one of those things you're like, I don't know, maybe I'll just start this over again from the beginning when I finish because it's terrible. Yeah. So thankful for that. Oh man, fantasy fiction. It's the best.
Very cool.
All right, buddy. We will talk to everybody next week. We have some fun things coming with Fun Talk in the next month or so. Very excited about that. We got more to come. So take care, everybody, and have a great rest of your week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.